Likening the current heatwave in Western Europe to those in 2003 and 2010, there's no doubt that it poses a serious risk to health, according to the UN's World Meteorological Organization. But there's not likely to be much respite on the continent in coming days. The UN's weather agency said that many countries have issued weather alerts. In Switzerland, temperatures have hovered around 38 degrees Celsius since the start of the week, and forecasters think it could stay that way until Monday. Nonetheless, WMO says that many European countries are much better equipped to deal with heatwaves now than they were in the past. Here's WMO's Claire Nullis.
Europe has a very, very good heat health warning action plan, early warning systems. Health authorities are fully mobilised in most European countries. The World Health Organization is issuing regular alerts on Twitter. You've got very active tweets going at the moment. So we are prepared. There is a network, hopefully, to make sure that this heat wave does not inflict such high human casualties as the last one.
Looking ahead, the UN Weather Agency's Omar Badour said the heat wave could move east in coming days, bringing relief to France, but hotter conditions to Turkey and Greece. According to Omar Badour, the exceptional temperatures can be explained by hot air from Africa shooting up into Europe in a corridor between a zone of low pressure in the west and high pressure in the east. And it's not just Europe that's been affected by the sweltering conditions. Morocco in North Africa also saw record temperatures of 47 Celsius in May, much earlier than expected. That, along with the vast area that's been affected by the current heat wave, is what's interesting to the UN Weather Agency's researchers. Here's WMO's Omar Badour.
Actually, it's very unusual to notice a heat wave at this time of the year in Europe. We are getting early summer and early heats, but the heat that it brought from Sahara and North Africa is getting hot and hotter and hotter. If it happened in August or late July, we might see that it's likely to be usual. But happening in early June, in late June and early July, and happening in May in Morocco is too early to say that it's usual.
Asked whether climate change is responsible for these sweltering conditions, the UN expert said it's too early to say. But he did say that it fitted well with indications that climate change is likely to lead to more heat waves on a more regular basis. And just in case you can't stand the heat anymore, WMO suggests the best place to go is Lapland. There, daytime temperatures aren't rising much above 15 Celsius. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.